Welcome to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast, where we talk about life because it happens to everyone, along with some great indie musicians' Q&A sessions. So come aboard, kick back, and let's vibe.
What's up, what's up, what's up? It's your man, Nathaniel Noble Jr. I want to welcome you guys this week to the show. It's just me talking about you and getting your mind right and keeping your mind together in these crazy chaotic times because, you know, everybody claiming victimhood and woe is me, and nobody wants to take full responsibility for all their actions and their attitudes and the thoughts and all that stuff. So just trying to get everybody back to the foundation of self-dependence, self-reliance, self-control, and just self-belief, and just find your way, man, through this madness. You know, just focus on doing the right thing by yourself first and by others around you, and just try to operate in love, man. Keep your heart pure as possible and, you know, ask God for guidance and wisdom in these wicked times, man, because I guess the people that's in control of all the media and the airwaves and all that stuff, it just, they seem like they're operating from a demonic perspective. I mean, I don't see no love. I don't see no caring of the people. I just see everything in destruction of God's children. And it's not a good look. But the people that believe in the God Almighty, the one and only God Almighty, whatever name you attach to him, but the one who created it all, the good and the evil and whatever. It seemed like we just need to get back to him, the foundation of truth and righteousness, starting in our own homes, in our own hearts, you know, in our own mindset and our own thoughts and all that stuff. I think that's where it starts. The power of one starts the reverberation of goodness. It starts with you. You can't depend on the government. You can't depend on your mama, your daddy, your children, your spouse, your significant other, your coworkers. Everything starts with you. How you want this world to be, it starts with you. You know, if you don't see it, be it. If you want greatness and goodness in here and nice and kindness and stuff, it starts with you. Let's take personal responsibility in ourselves and our actions and our attitudes and our deeds and our treatment to one another. If we got all these problems, we're the problem. Let's fix ourselves. Let's start with ourselves. Take personal accountability for your actions, your attitudes, and what you put out there in the world. I mean, that's a start. That is a start. In the heart of hearts, you know when you're doing people wrong, or you know when you're doing something slick or crazy. Just, hey, back away from that. Let's operate in love. Treat people like you want to be treated. You know, be slow to anger. You know, think, you know, before you make critical moves. Weigh out the differences. Check out, you know, okay, if I do this, here's some consequences that can go good or some consequences that can go bad. Is it worth the challenge? You know, is it worth the effort to go that way? So think it out before you do it. You know, bounce it off somebody else that's got some sanity and some wisdom and run it by them and see, you know, see what they would do in a situation like that before you make a move that's going to like either cost you your life, cost somebody else's life, cost you getting jail time, or, you know, just think it out, man, because we need to slow down a little bit. Everybody's in a hurry to get somewhere fast, and they ain't going nowhere. Slow it down a little bit. Think about it. Pray about it. Back it up. Wait a day. Sleep on it, you know, especially when you're making major moves. Slow your roll a little bit, man. You know, we only got this one chance at life, and, you know, it ain't no redo. So just, you know, just take your time and weigh out the situation, you know, whether it's be good or bad for you. And then a lot of times, you know, the moves we make, you know, it's a lot of people connected to us. So we still got to think on that level, too. It's like, if I make this move, how is this going to affect my circle, my family, you know, my close people? So, yeah, you got to put a lot of thinking in the stuff we're doing today, you know, and pray about it and just kind of make wise moves. keep your head up, man, and just, I mean, I always say just turn the news off, get away from the doggone, the propaganda machine, and start using your heart and your mind, and stop being influenced by all this doggone psychological warfare that, you know, the system is putting out there and stuff, and keeping everybody against each other. I know they don't want to hear this and stuff, but I'm telling you, everything starts with you. The power of, you know, you. You're the biggest minority in the world. The power of one, you. So take responsibilities of your actions and then the stuff you put out there in the world. Straighten that out. And if everybody did that, I think we'd have a better place to work in the society and in this world amongst the human race. Because, you know, everybody wants to point the finger at everybody else. I did this because they did that. But like, okay, but if you take control of your actions and your livelihood and do the right thing in your personal life and out among, you know, mankind, I think that's the start. Instead of waiting on the government, waiting on laws to pass, you know, waiting on other people to do it for you. No, start in your own house, man. Start in your own house, in your own heart. Self-check yourself. You know, get yourself together. Get your mind right. Get your heart right. And do the right thing by people, man. You know, don't let your mission in life to be out there to go over, see how many people you can scheme and scam and mess over and manipulate and take advantage of. That ain't no good look. And that's just my opinion. It's not a good look, man. If, you know, instead, just flip it around. Like, okay, how many people in my walk of life can I go out there and help, inspire, motivate, encourage, you know, and just lift up, you know, whether it be financial or spiritually or just a word of encouragement and stuff, you know, that'll just make a change in somebody's life that's going through some rough times. And you sit there and give them a little care and acknowledgement that they're, you know, they're human, and that, you know, somebody took time out to stop and say hi or put a smile on their face or give them some words of encouragement or give them a few dollars or whatever, God put on your heart to do. You know how much difference that'll make in somebody? Because a lot of people out there, they're out there thinking nobody cares, and, you know, no family, no friends or whatever. They probably had it all once and then lost it all. And then it's like they're out there just dangling along in life like, hey, you know, my existence, is it worth it? So a few words of encouragement and just, you know, a pat on the back or whatever, that can change the life of somebody, that can make a big difference in the world. So, yeah, be a blessing to somebody, especially if you somebody been a blessing to you. Just pay it forward, man. Pay it forward and just do the right thing. But today on this, I want to play some of my songs I made to kind of encourage you. This first one is Not a Victim, you know, just kind of a song that kind of encourage you to not be a victim. Stop thinking everybody's after you. Stop thinking the whole world is, you know, trying to victimize you and all that stuff. And a lot of this stuff is in your own head and stuff. Even if it was true, you know, still, you don't want to stay in that state of mind that everybody's after you or everybody's trying to put you down or take you down and all that stuff. So this is called Not a Victim by Nate Smoove. That's Smoove. And you can find this stuff on Nate Smoove Media on YouTube. Check it out. This is Not a Victim.
Did you know that over 92% of people in the United States are deficient in one or more vitamins or minerals? Unfortunately, the foods we eat just don't have enough of the vitamins and minerals our bodies need to maximize our immune systems, strengthen our organs, and help our bodies perform at their best. It's also the reason why so many people get sick. In fact, over 80% of patients who got COVID-19 were deficient in vitamin D, and up to 82% critically ill patients are deficient in vitamin C. The fact is, we need supplements. And now, for the first time ever, you can get the highest quality, most complete supplements on the market for prices that anyone can afford. With Live Good, you can afford to be healthy. Check out joinnatenow.com. check out the 6-minute video. Leave a good name and email and we'll get with you with more information. Have a great day.
People are trying to make every kind of excuse in the world why people fail instead of giving them every reason in the world to succeed.
You're not a victim, stop saying that. Don't waste your time ever portraying that. You're not a victim, stop saying that.
You are winning.
You're not a victim, stop saying that. Don't waste your time ever portraying that. You're not a victim, stop saying that.
God made you one of a kind.
I'm not a victim because God is always with me. I was able to overcome every single obstacle that was in my way, and as I look back in my life, I see that it was necessary for me to have those obstacles, because now I'm a different person. Those things shaped me into a better version of myself. I couldn't have grown if I would have looked at my life and said, oh, well, it's their fault, or they did this to me. No, it wasn't none of that. It was because we have the decision to allow certain things to happen.
You're not a victim, stop saying that. Don't waste your time ever portraying that. You're not a victim, stop saying that.
You are winning.
You're not a victim, stop saying that. Don't waste your time ever portraying that. You're not a victim, stop saying that.
God made you one of a kind.
I got found guilty by all white jury. Is that a jury of my peers? I got over sentenced for 16 years. I came out, I never looked back. I've been home about 7 years. It would have been easy for me to just be a victim of circumstance. As in, I could have just used that excuse for going to prison to try to do other things. Be, you know, live a bad, unproductive life. But I didn't use that as no excuse. But I overcame being a victim. It's my life. I do what I choose to do. I do what I want to do. I refuse to be a victim of circumstances that happens in my life.
You're not a victim. Stop saying that. Don't wait. Ever portraying that. You're not a victim, stop saying that.
You are winning.
You're not a victim, stop saying that. Don't waste your time ever portraying that. You're not a victim, stop saying that.
God made you one of a kind.
It is because of God's grace and mercy that I am not a victim. Because in life, for every setback, there's a great comeback. And with God's grace and mercy, He will get you through.
You're not a victim, stop saying that. Don't waste your time ever portraying that. You're not a victim, stop saying that.
You are winning.
You're not a victim, stop saying that. Don't waste your time ever portraying that. You're not a victim, stop saying that.
God made you one of a kind.
You're not a victim, stop saying that. Don't waste your time ever portraying that. You're not a victim, stop saying that.
You are winning.
You're not a victim, stop saying that. Don't waste your time ever portraying that. You're not a victim, stop saying that.
God made you one of a kind.
Alright, bet that, appreciate that, big homie. I'm down here in the jungle we from in New Orleans. You hear me? I get what you do, appreciate that.
Right on, don't be a victim. Yeah, that's, you can check that out on YouTube, Nate Smooth Media. But yeah, just, you know, stop being a victim. Be a victor. Yeah, so, you know, a lot of family members and friends on there helping me out. One of my great granddaughters, all in the background, and my man Ryan Cobbs on the keys. And my brother, my cousin, my best friend, Gerald from XCon Media, my cousin, Irie, and my BFF, Georgette. Well, Schofield in the background on the tail end, childhood friend. So, yeah, we put it together, trying to get that message out there. But, yeah, just keep your head up. Just be strong and in righteousness, man. Just do the right thing and just keep your mind together and just try to stay sane in an insane world. Just because they're going crazy, that don't mean you have to follow. You know what I'm saying? You got to make your own mark and make it a positive mark. Don't go down a rabbit hole with all these different distractions. You already know what you got to do. Do the right thing, especially if you got kids and grandkids and stuff. Just, you know, they're looking at you for leadership. So just kind of keep yourself together, man. Be encouraged. Do the right thing in spite of the madness. In spite of the madness, do the right thing. You know, love on your people. Love on yourself. Yep, just got to keep it 100 with yourself. Let me see if I can find another song to give you all this stuff. We're going to see what it do. I got to search my own YouTube to find stuff because it's been up there for a while and I forgot what I put on there. But there's some good stuff. I know it is because that's what I do. Try to make great content to feed your soul. Keep you going on the right road. Yep. So this is a song I made called Live This Life. I can't remember if I played it, but it's always good to hear. I got a couple of buddies on there. I got Joker, rest in peace. And I got Epic One, one of my kids, Brittany. And then, is that it? Yeah, and myself, Nate Smooth. Check it out. This one's called Live This Life by Nate Smooth, featuring Joker, Epic One, and Brittany A. A little something to inspire you, keep you on the right road, lift your heads up in the midst of all this madness. Let's get it.
Hey, now I'ma live this life and do the right thing. Treat you fine, treat you kind, treat you nice thing. Pull up a chair, let's talk all night thing. So we can fellowship and call on the Lord thing. We can keep the conversation on the Christ thing. Talk about how we gonna do the right things. Making songs on why we do the nice things. With the melodies floating all through your brain. Now I'ma live this life and do the right things. I'ma live this life and do the nice things. I'ma live this life and do the Christ thing. I'ma live this life, I'ma live. Now I'ma live this life and do the right things. I'ma live this life and do the nice things. I'ma live this life and do the Christ things. I'ma live this life, I'ma live.
Whether you know about Christ or follow one God, teachers give us guidance for bitches to do it wrong. Wrong, not the case though, living life can be hard. But back on the ride, I'm galloping real slow. I'm speaking to me, but your ears bound to listen. I changed my script, so my thoughts bound to glisten. Trying to palm my pond, cool breeze blows to settle. Focus so in tune, depleting average levels. Question how I'm living, I'm giving another chance. With these blessings, I'm picturing circumstance. Balancing options to be greater. Better than the later. Ladder, I'm thinking positive, nothing else matters. And putting this data to live half the life that Jesus walks. Nearly perfect with these skills, what is perfect if you test out of the field? Blind, you putting pressure on me as I live my life so free.
Now I'ma live this life and do the right things. I'ma live this life and do the nice things. I'ma live this life and do the Christ things. I'ma live this life, I'ma live. Now I'ma live this life and do the right things. I'ma live this life and do the nice things. I'ma live this life and do the Christ things. I'ma live this life, I'ma live.
I'ma live this life to its fullest effect. With Christ by my side, all y'all demons can step. Time to turn it around, the way I was living was right. With temptation round the corner, all I thought about was that. But then I saw the light, yeah, my calling was great. And God put it in my heart so I could be featured with Nate. Please cleanse my soul and forgive me for my sins. I wanna live this life and do the nice thing. Instead of living through a lens, hoping to be seen by the wrong people. In fact, running around, big banging. They said I was that, how confused was I? The accident I had, should have taken my life. That I'm here for a greater purpose. Believe it or not, the things that he's done will never be forgot. He's the Messiah, he's the righteous one. And I'm his soldier, they call me Epic One.
Now I'ma live this life and do the right things. I'ma live this life and do the nice things. I'ma live this life and do the Christ things. I'ma live this life, I'ma live. Now I'ma live this life and do the right things. I'ma live this life and do the nice things. I'ma live this life and do the Christ things. I'ma live this life, I'ma live.
Yo, it's Smooth, Joker, and Epic on the mic. With three different paths, all representing Christ. We made our moves and paid our dues. Never giving up, cause we planned to rule. Life gave us problems, but we gave them back. We chose to do the right things, and that's a fact. But God gave us all a righteous life to live. And through this cool song, we all chose to give.
Now I'ma live this life and do the right things.
I'ma live this life and do the nice things. I'ma live this life and do the Christ things. I'ma live this life, I'ma live. Now I'ma live this life and do the right things. I'ma live this life and do the nice things. I'ma live this life and do the Christ things. I'ma live this life, I'ma live. Now I'ma live this life and do the right things. I'ma live this life and do the nice things. I'ma live this life and do the Christ things. I'ma live this life, I'ma live. Now I'ma live this life and do the right things. I'ma live this life and do the nice things. I'ma live this life and do the Christ things. I'ma live this life, I'ma live.
All right. We're going to live this life and do the right things. Do the right things. Do the Christ things. We're going to live this life. We're going to live. Anyway, that's just a reminder song. The reason we have most of these issues, matter of fact, the majority of the issues in society, is because a lot of people, especially the leaders, the so-called leaders, has walked away or turned their back away from God and his principles and his, you know, his way of the way we supposed to be living amongst each other. So when they turn their back on God, then, you know, God usually turned his back on you. You know, who walked away from who? God didn't never leave us. It's, we always leave him and out of his protection, and we can do it better. You know, we tired of waiting on him to give us the life we supposed to live. We're going to go get it ourselves, and we can do it all the wrong ways. So pretty much why we in a chaos of a planet right now, because nobody wants to go with God. They want to do their own thing. And usually when they take that mindset, it's a selfish way, and a lot of people get crushed in that mindset. So get back to God, folks. Get back to God. Get back to God. Get back to God. That sounds like a song. Y'all can take that and run with it, or I might have to make it myself. Get back to God. Get back to God. Get back to God. Yeah. Don't tempt me. I write a song. I got one more for y'all, then I'm going to let y'all go because I got stuff to do. And don't forget to check out joinnatenow.com if you're looking for a side hustle. If you're looking for a side hustle, check out joinnatenow.com. And there's a 5-minute video on that. And then you like what you see, drop your email in there. We get back with you. joinnatenow.com. Thank me later. But this is the way the future of marketing going. So you better get in while the wave is small, because once that wave take over, the people that's involved now is going to be at the crest of that wave and going to be riding on into glorious times. So don't miss it. Don't be like the guy across the street. Oh, I'll wait and see what happens. Okay. Think about all the people that waited to see what happened when God flooded the earth, when told Noah to build that ark. Some things you don't want to wait on. You don't want to jump on board when the idea hits you. And remember, opportunities don't go away. They just go to the next person. So don't be that guy. Not believing the flood going to come. So, okay. JoinNateNow.com. That's it. Ain't going to tell you no more. I dare you to go check out the video. It's going to cost you about 5 minutes of your life. And then you can get back to your life either joining us, or you can get back to your life watching us. I'll leave that decision up to you. My job is to plant the seed. Somebody else will water it. But don't miss out. JoinNateNow.com. Check out the 5-minute video. Like what you see, drop your email in there. We'll get back with you. All right. Hey, you don't like it? Share it with somebody else, because they might like it. Because if you don't, somebody else going to share it to them. So you might as well be the first. Anyway, this next song is called Get Your Minds Right. Everything is about the mind and the heart. Get your minds right. This one here, I got a couple of buddies on here. Who I got on here? I got a handful of people on here. I got myself, Nate Smooth, Epic One, B. Sloan, Tripp, the Don Debonair, Keisha L. Morgan, Plex, Robbie Hunt on guitar, Ron Cobb on keys. It's called Get Your Minds Right. Check it out. Nate Smooth Media on YouTube. It's called Get Your Minds Right. Let's get it. That ain't it. I'm sorry. YouTube and these darn commercials. Let me get it right. Let me get this commercial out of the way. They're making all these commercials, but they ain't giving me no money. Rotten duck pluckers. Going to use my song. They're going to try to throw a commercial in there. Man, get out of here and monetize me and stop tripping on me. trying to help the world be a great place for all of us. And you trying to stop my vibe and flow? I don't think so, y'all. Share this video when y'all see it on YouTube. Mess up the algorithms. If you're living for righteousness and you're trying to help the world be better, here's some content you can share with them. Don't be shy. It ain't going to cost you nothing but a click, point, click, click, click. All right. Do the world a favor. Share good content. If you can't make it, people that make it, when you find it, share it. We share everything else, all the negative stuff, but we slow to share positive stuff and encouraging stuff. Let's get it. Get your minds right. By Nate Smooth and his homies.
Causing a concern, whirlwind the problems, and that's your world? Let me get this straight, you like getting drunk, telling all kinds of lies, but you can't fake the funk. Hitting them parties, glass to the pavement, drive around drunk, go catch your payment. Make a girl, you can't make the girl a YouTube star, and that's your Instagram world? One like, two like, three like, share my post. Red like, green like, the four like, the less close. That's how you get high, you can't stop fiending. You need that Bible, girl, please stop dreaming. Little homie, wrapped up in porn, chains of bondage, got you lusting for more. So what's next? It's that daily suicide. Make sure you give it to God and be ready to ride. You gotta
get your minds right, get your minds right. Get your minds right, you know you're gonna better night. Get your minds right, get your minds right. Open up the Bible, get your minds full of Jesus Christ. Get your minds right, get your minds right. Get your minds right, before you go to bed at night. Get your minds right, get your minds right. Open up the Bible, get your minds full of Jesus Christ.
My, how's time has changed. I read deranged, not using our brains. Misconception, it gets younger to old. What is this? Let the truth be told. Get your mind right, listen up. Before we all self-destruct, yeah. Loyalty, royalty, kings and queens. It be greed, hate with it seems. Black Lives Matter, that's what we say. You turn on the TV, being killed every day. Chaos and mayhem, the world's in turmoil. The wickedness upon us shall be foil. Positivity is the key. Yes. Stay strong on your faith and you will see. But in the last days, don't be frightened. Read the good book and you'll be enlightened. Peace.
Get your minds right.
They're killing your babies, God, day and night. Now everyone living know this ain't right. Screaming it's a woman body, it's a woman's right. A baby's a human, what about its right?
God said stop killing his babies. God said stop killing his babies.
Cut it out, cut it out.
Yeah, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I'm reminded that I couldn't have made it by myself. I'm reminded of the footsteps. I had help. Call it divine intervention. I ain't afraid to mention God. They took them out the schools, kept them on the money. That's that faith in the church. You still get nothing from me until they put that money back in the hood. That's what God is really needed. Let's get that understood. Why you build a mega church and occupy it for one day when people need housing from Monday to Sunday? And some say it's gonna come from the sky soon, but I say he's already here, birthed from woman's womb. Judgment day, no court can hold. Holy Ghost on patrol in search of saving souls. Stray far from sin, it's the devil's turf. And get the basic information before leaving earth.
Get your minds right, get your minds right. Get your minds right before you go to bed at night. Get your minds right, get your minds right. Open up the Bible, get your minds full of Jesus Christ. Get your minds right, get your minds right. Get your minds right before you go to bed at night. Get your minds right, get your minds right. Open up the Bible, get your minds full of Jesus Christ. Get your minds right, get your minds right. Get your minds right before you go to bed at night. Get your minds right, get your minds right.
open up the Bible, get your mind full of Jesus Christ. Get your minds right, get your minds right. Get your minds right before you go to bed tonight. Get your minds right, get your minds right. Open up the Bible, get your minds full of Jesus Christ.
All right, now, got to get your minds right. But look here, I'm going to wrap it up. I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Share this episode with everybody, because I was talking to everybody. My message don't discriminate. If you for righteous and truth, you know, I ain't saying being perfect. I'm saying if we all fall and flawed, we're going to always be that way. But still, if the majority of your mental capacity and your heart and soul is trying to do the right thing, while you're alive, I'm talking to you. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking to you and your crew. So this is a message to share with everyone. Somebody might be on the fence, just going back and forth, like, what should I do? What should I do? This episode will probably tap them in the right direction where they can be a positive influence, because, you know, each one teach one, each one reach one. So I'm doing my part. I can't save the world, but all I can do is put out positive energy. And it's up to you guys to share it. I can just reach whoever listening to it, and then you can share, you can forward, you can subscribe, you can shoot it to all your crew. If you don't like to talk to people about this stuff, let me do the talking. Well, I don't do that much talking. I just talk with intention. I program this stuff with intention and purpose, and then I go about my daily life. Yeah, I do have a daily life, and it's busy. I always say it's not enough time in the day to do the stuff I want to do, but I try to make time for this stuff like this because it's very important for humanity. So, you know, when I'm physically out of this body and moving on to my next phase of existence, this is part of my legacy I'm leaving behind and saying to people for years to come after, if there's a planet left, that I was here trying to make a difference. I'm here trying to put out good vibrations and good content to help people along their path in life, especially for the people that don't have any guidance or leadership or any mentorship. Hey, I'm that voice. I'm filling in the void because I know this type of stuff helps me along the way in my life. I might be stumbling across stuff. I hear somebody with some life nuggets, some jewels. My soul attracts to that positivity. And then life nuggets and skill sets and stuff like that to help you become like a better person. Because one person don't know it all, but collectively we know a lot of stuff and we can help one another be better. You know, so instead of doing all this stuff to hurt, let's do stuff to help. Please, let's do stuff to help. We need enough. We need a lot more people doing stuff to help ourselves, help one another, give. And like I say, operate from a perspective of love, not evil, not hate, not jealousy, not envy, not all these demonic spirit type stuff, you know, stuff that uplifts Satan and his crew. Now, let's do the things of God, man. I think we get a lot much further. We have a lot more peace of mind and joy in our personal lives because we're doing it from a heart of love, you know. So I'm just trying to put this signal out here, this energy, this vibration of positivity, love, respect, and decency. And we'll see where it go from there. But I'm the man, Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast. And it's a pleasure to be here on this microphone trying to put out some good stuff to make this place better. I'm just trying to make it better than what it was when I came here. So my journey is here. I'm on this journey. Sometimes it's a lonely journey, but I don't mind. It was lonely when I came out of my mother's womb. So I'm used to being singled out, solo, riding in the sack by myself, coming through the tunnel by myself, you know, a little graphic, but I'm just saying, I'm giving you a point. We're all individuals. We come here alone. We're going to leave here alone. So sometimes you need to be alone so you can focus, so you can hear from God what he wants you to really do, not what you think you should do. So, you know, this is my ministry. I'm not a preacher, but I ask God to use me to put stuff out there. And now that I have a platform where I can reach the world, I don't want nothing negative coming out here. I want good stuff coming out of this energy. God didn't bless me to have this microphone and this platform, and I just want him to use me or come through me to speak through this mic to get to your heart. So that's my whole mission and my platform mission and, you know, my whole purpose on this thing. Not to waste your time, but I want to bring you good stuff. I want to bring you good content. I want to bring you good people doing good things, motivating. That's why I have all my guests drop life nuggets so you can take these nuggets. It's a collection of us all gathering wisdom and experience. So you got hundreds and thousands of years of wisdom and experience, you know, and I'm giving it to you for free. So all I ask is just to like, subscribe, follow, patronize, and share. Even if you don't do nothing else, share. Share this information. Don't be selfish and hold it to yourself. It's not for you to keep. It's for you, you know, to get your minerals and vitamins from it or whatever you need to go to your next level or to keep you going on your path. And then you pass it on to somebody else because somebody is always going through something. You either about to go through something, you're either in the middle of something, or you either about to come out of something. So that's just how, that's the whole journey of life. You going through, getting ready to go through, you're in the middle of something, and you're coming out. It's a cycle. So this stuff is timeless. These words of wisdom is priceless. They, you know, they will never run out of their power because they're time-tested truths and wisdoms and facts. So I didn't ramble enough. I love y'all. I appreciate you guys. Anybody that's listening and following and sharing, I appreciate you. Thank you. Thank God for you. I pray that God bless you and the good you give out. I pray that he magnified tenfold in your life and bless you beyond your wildest dreams. But just keep doing good. I just want to come on here this week and just kind of put some encouragement out there and just kind of take time and let you hear from my heart. You know, I'll be in the background and, you know, and pumping other people's stories up and all that stuff. But every now and then, God puts them on my heart to come out here and just say something and inspire you to my music and all that stuff. And a lot of you guys didn't even know I made music, but when I get inspired, I make music. Matter of fact, I'm about to invest in another piece and create some more stuff because I feel like it's time to put something else out there because, like I say, this world is mad. I want to put some good stuff out there to kind of keep you grounded and focus on trying to keep your sanity and your peace of mind and just looking up to your creator for instruction. Anyway, I'm out of here. Y'all be good. Until next week, my next guest. Peace out.
You've heard it exclusively on Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast. If you've enjoyed our show, make sure you subscribe and share with your friends. We appreciate every one of you.